Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast live from the Toyota Lounge. I'm your host, Susie Hunter. I am joined by certified baseball boy, Kale Sorbo. Hello, Kale. Kale, long time no see.
I know. It's been a sec since I've been on the show.
I know. It's great to have you back. Because we have so much Rockies news to talk about, too. And you know a lot of the players here really well at this point. So, first of all, hop in that Toyota chat and talk to us about how are you feeling about... There's a lot of Rockies news going on right now. An FAA investigation. We got Kyle Freeland on the IL. All of this is kind of like really coming at us all at once. There's a lot happening. But also, there's nothing happening at Coors Field right now because the game has been postponed due to weather. And we were kind of wondering while we're at the park, we're like, it's just kind of cold. It's kind of misty. Like, they could play in this, right? No, it's like full on snowing right now. It was summer like 2 days ago, I swear. I swear.
See, that's your mistake. You bought on fake summer. It happens every year in Colorado.
It does.
And you have to ignore it.
You know what? But like fake summer was so strong that I thought we were in the clear. Wow. Am I an idiot or what? So funny. But yeah, game postponed due to inclement weather. And we're going to get a doubleheader on Sunday. That's pretty fun. That means also Sunday's postgame show will be a lot later than it originally scheduled. But yeah, it'll be 1:10 and 6:10 on Sunday. And that's that. That is what we've got going on right there. First, though, since we're here in the Toyota studios, we got to shout out our friends at Toyota because your Front Range Toyota stores, they're so excited to be here. We're excited they're here, too. Toyota's the official vehicle of DNVR. And trucks have always been a part of Toyota's DNA. And I know y'all are loving your trucks here in Colorado, too. Whether you're conquering those off-road trails or hauling the weight of the world, you can find a Toyota truck that is right for you. Maybe that truck is the 2024 Tacoma and the 2024 Land Cruiser coming this spring, when spring finally sprung. It'll be here. Yeah, Toyota, they've got more low and zero emission vehicles combined than any other automaker, which we love here in Colorado, keeping Colorado beautiful. They've got 16 different hybrid vehicles to choose from, like the Toyota iForce Max hybrid truck. We are living in the future, ladies and gentlemen. You can find all of these at your Front Range Toyota stores, and there's a location near you. We got AutoNation Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East, and Stevenson Toyota West in Aurora and Lakewood, respectively. Toyota, the official vehicle of the Colorado Rockies and the official vehicle of DNVR. Guys, we also got to talk about our friends at Bet365. They've got some baseball deals for you, by the way. Because, hey, it's never ordinary at Bet365, no matter what the sport. But they've got an MLB early payout offer. With this Bet365 baseball early payout offer, you are a winner if your team goes 5 runs ahead with an instant payout. And y'all, we watch baseball games at Coors Field. We see big leads a lot. We also see big leads fall apart. So that is a great offer to take advantage of here in Colorado. And also with that early game payout, parlay and same game parlay selections will also be marked as winners. Oh my gosh, a Tuesday bet and get two. Wager $50 or more across Tuesday's Major League Baseball matchups and get $25 in bonus bets if you wager between $20 and $40.99. So specific. You'll get $10 in bonus bets. Here at Bet365, they don't do ordinary every day. They are powering up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. And we love winning. You must be 21 or older, physically located in the state of Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. But Bet365, sign up, get that app, use code DNVR365 when you sign up, and get to betting. All right. All right, Kale, where do we even start? Where do we even start today? Do we start with the Kyle Freeland of it all or the Bam Bam of it all? Because we have so much stuff happening. It's kind of crazy.
Let's talk about our guy, K-Free.
I want to talk about Kyle Freeland. All right. There's a lot of misinformation going around online about his very recently announced trip to the injured list. We found out earlier today, and that is with left elbow inflammation. That's his throwing elbow. So a lot of misinformation is going around. The Bob Nightingale tweet was really sending me because he like really wrote it out as if the collision at home plate when he was a pinch runner in Philadelphia was the cause of this injury. And those two instances are extremely unrelated. Extremely unrelated. And we did get some great clarity from Kyle about this. We got a chance to talk to him for like 5 minutes today. It was great. Great catching up with him. And I think we're just going to play the whole thing so you guys can just hear it all from Kyle himself. How does that sound, Kale? All right. So here is what Kyle Freeland had to say just moments ago about his trip to the injured list.
Left elbow.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to my start in Toronto. Had some discomfort late in my start. And, you know, told the trainers about it when we got to Philly, started working on it. Took a couple days off, took Monday off the day after my start. Just, you know, I kind of normally do that here and there through the season whenever I'm hanging a little bit after a start. And we had the conversation, and then Tuesday we decided no throw, and then Wednesday I tried to test it, and kind of similar feeling to what I was having later in the game, and obviously went and got a scan yesterday and got an elbow strain.
What was it, on one certain pitch, or was it something that grew in Toronto?
It kind of came on slightly gradually throughout basically the fifth inning is when I started feeling some uncomfortableness in my forearm. Nothing that really raised a huge flag for me. You know, I've been sore in starts before, you know, later in games. I didn't know it was, you know, going to be what it is right now.
Did it show up in any other starts before this, before the Toronto start?
No, I mean, after my home start here in Arizona, I was sore in my forearm, but it wasn't anything where it, again, like, raised a flag where I was like, I need to get this checked out. It was just general soreness, nothing that, you know, had any concerns in my mind.
Are you concerned it's a UCL issue, or have you had any imaging to?
Yeah, we had imaging yesterday. It's a elbow strain, and we're taking the steps moving forward to make sure that we're as cautious as possible with it, so we don't further damage it, so we don't, you know, rush me back too quickly. Obviously, you know, when it comes down to elbows, there's going to be concern with the UCL. So that's why we're taking it very cautiously moving forward.
So right now, is it a few days off, or what's the next steps going
to be? I'll be shut down for a little period of time moving forward. Timetable-wise, I can't really give you anything. Just because I don't know. It is going to be some time, though. Like I said, with elbows, you really, elbows and shoulders, you really can't mess around with them.
So can we safely assume that there probably have to be a rehab period, like rehab starts just to get better?
More than likely, yes.
With the velocity boost, what did you do this offseason to kind of prepare your arm and your elbow for just trying to tick up that velocity a little bit?
The kind of work that I put in, I kind of dipped into a couple different kind of programs, some of my own stuff, some stuff that I've spoken to with our trainers, with our strength coaches, with our and with people that I work with outside of our clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Stuff to do to strengthen my arm and get it to where I want it to be, and we got it there. I do not know if that's any correlation to my injury. I really hope not, because I enjoyed that work process. I thought it was very good for me, and obviously put me in a good spot through spring training, the start of the year, with my velocity where I wanted to see it. But I really hope that didn't play a factor, and when I come back, it doesn't, you know, hinder me at all. So, yeah.
So to be clear, the UCL looked good on the imaging, like in terms of no small tears or anything.
There's no tears on the UCL. What I still got to speak with Dr. Noonan about it when he comes in. But from my understanding, it's a elbow strain, and we're working through it.
We've seen an increase of elbow injuries just around starting pitching in the league this year. I guess just how concerning has it been for you to kind of see the names mount up on that list?
Yeah, you don't want to see it. You see guys like Strider, guys like Bieber, you know, superstars in our game who people want to come watch play, and these guys are on the shelf with Tommy Johns or flexor strains or UCL strains or you know, any sort of shoulder issues that's going on. You know, guys like Gerrit Cole, mm-hmm. you know, those caliber of players, you know, fans want to come and watch play. I know there's been a lot of talk with pitch clock and sticky stuff and how all that is kind of correlating to all this. I'm a firm believer that there is something that correlates with pitch clock and pitchers. You know, we're exerting our bodies at 100% every 15 to 20 seconds or 15 to 18 seconds, sorry. And you do that, it's tough. You do that in Colorado, even tougher.
Is there a particular pitch that you throw that maybe could have strained the elbow a bit? I know you came up with a new grip on your changeup, but is there some?
I highly doubt that had anything to play into it. There, like I said earlier, there wasn't a single pitch that I threw, whether it was a fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, that I threw. It was like, ooh, my elbow didn't like that. It just kind of came on gradually in that inning against Toronto.
And there are a lot of internet sleuths who believe that somehow this happened on the slide into.
Yeah, I don't know how that narrative got spun that fast. You know, those kind of people need to get their facts straight before they spin a narrative off into social media, just because we see how fast social media can blow things up. Unfortunately, that happened before you guys could come speak with me and give you all the facts. But yeah, that's why I'm giving you all the facts right now on how exactly everything happened.
So did you dislocate your right shoulder?
I think dislocation is the improper use, but there was a small separation in my shoulder when I slid into home plate and the collision. First time it happened was in San Fran last year right before the break. Mm-hmm. Any time after that is kind of just happens.
Okay. Did you get your imaging in Philadelphia, or was it when you got back here?
Imaging here.
Yeah, while we're playing that audio back, Kale goes, ooh, he's spicy. He was spicy. Kyle was so spicy today. Probably because he's so sick of seeing all these, like, things that shouldn't be a thing on Twitter. I do think it's so interesting, though. So when we were talking to him about what could have caused this injury, I was surprised to hear that he was feeling that pain, or he was feeling something in his elbow. Can't listen back right now, so I don't know if he used the word pain, but whatever was going on in his elbow, he felt it after the start in Toronto. That was news to me. The other thing is, so the cause of it. So this is obviously a huge topic, and we'll get into it too, because we talked about it with Buddy as well. But the huge topic, though, with, you know, the pitch clock is so new, and we've seen such a jump in pitcher injuries so recently, and a lot of players are saying it's the pitch clock. MLB is saying no, it's guys are just throwing harder. But here's the thing too, Kyle worked all off season to increase his velocity, and now he's experiencing this injury. So apparently the initial imaging looked fairly promising, but we don't know if he's totally in the clear yet. He'll probably need a rehab assignment. We got Roy in the Toyota chat, though. Our ace, Kyle. That's right. He is our ace. So, yeah, the corresponding move for him going on the IL. Noah Davis up from Albuquerque. He won't be filling in the starter role. He's going to fill in Peter Lambert's role. Peter Lambert is going to get the start on Sunday. So, Noah Davis, he'll be a long reliever. Peter Lambert, he's going to just slide into that rotation spot. Super interesting stuff. Oh, Trenton in the chat. Hello, Trenton. So unfortunate that this happened to Kyle. It is so unfortunate, especially because he seemed so ready for this season. And I mean, I hope it's not what he was working on in the off season that caused this. We talk about this so much nowadays, though, of course, because we've seen so many pitcher injuries. The Rockies had so many injuries last year. Of course, no one was really talking about it last year. Everyone's just talking about it this year when it's everyone else experiencing these injuries now. That's the funny part about it. Hey, we got Roy in the chat, and the new uniforms are terrible too. It's like a cheap replica jersey. Literally, knockoff jerseys look better than the actual MLB jerseys right now. I feel so bad for anyone who debuts this year because you and like your whole family, you're gonna have to buy that like cheap looking jersey. Such a bummer. Such a bummer. Is that Edgar in the chat? Oh my gosh, Edgar's in the chat. Did you think this was an Orioles podcast? Edgar says, gonna slide into the 6'10 after a lovely day of volleyball in the park. Wow, finding the positives. It's gonna be a beautiful day on Sunday. I am glad that we'll get to have baseball on a beautiful day. Wow. Wow, Edgar joining the chat. What a freaking treat. Trenton in the Toyota chat. Apparently, per Thomas Harding, Kyle felt something in his elbow as far back as the home start in Arizona. Yeah, we did just play that whole clip from when we were chatting with Kyle earlier today. Yeah. Yeah, a lot going on. A lot going on. That is for sure. Kale, how are you feeling about Kyle Freeland on the injured list?
I hope this gives some explanation to the, you know, slow start he's had to the season a little bit, and that, you know, if he's able to fully rehab, he comes back and is a little bit more of himself. Yeah. Would like to see that for sure. I hope he gets better. Yeah, it's unfortunate, and the discourse is frustrating to say the least, because, you know, as you know, like when you get to be in and out of these clubhouses and stuff, you get to know these guys, and like they see everything. So like, be careful about what you say online. You know, like,
they see it. They're keeping receipts. Yeah, I don't want to say Kyle Freeland's gonna come for you if you lie about him on Twitter, because he didn't say that. He said it with his eyes. You know. Edgar's also saying that he is here for cockpit gate analysis. Yeah, we'll get into that in a second too. We'll get into everything. We're going to get into everything. But first, oh my goodness, we should definitely mention our friends at Game Time, because I mean, this is the time of year to be refreshing that app, because I know y'all are going to want to go to Avs playoff games and Nuggets playoff games and Rockies just regular season games. It is all happening. We have so many great sporting events happening in Denver coming up so soon. And Game Time is great news. Now an authorized ticket marketplace for Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. And the prices on the Game Time app actually go down when you get closer to first pitch. So if you're looking to get a Sunday fun day in, that is going to be your best move. They've got last minute deals. They have flash deals, all in pricing. So there's a toggle where you can show the whole total up front, so you're not surprised by the regular fees that go into it. So you can do that too, which I always love to look at. And lowest price guarantee. Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference if they do not give you the lowest price. Download the Game Time app today. Create an account. Use code DNVR. That's going to get you 20% off your first purchase. Some terms do apply, but the first step is to make an account and use code DNVR. $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets. Lowest prices guaranteed. I guarantee now that I'm not going to be covering a baseball game in the cold tonight, I'm going to chill out with a Coors Light, because what is better than chilling with a beer that is made to chill? Listen, it's cold lagered, it's cold filtered, it's cold packaged. This beer does not know a life outside of being so chill. So when it's time to refresh, crack open a Coors Light. Great way to start your weekend. That is for sure. Hey, and great news too, you can get Coors Light delivered to your door. Because you know, when it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer that I'm going to reach for. So when you want to hit reset, grab that beer that's made to chill, get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. All right. Yeah, we are taking topic requests. So let's talk. Let's talk about hitting coach Hensley Mullins going viral for the cockpit video. Apparently, we're calling it cockpit gate. Let's talk about it. Let's freaking talk about it. Here's the thing. Okay, so first of all, I will say, we'll start with this. We talked to Buddy about it today, and he said that Hensley Mullins has apologized to the Rockies organization. He's apologized to the team. He's apologized to United Airlines. And outside of that, Buddy can't really say much more because now at this point, it's part of an FAA investigation. So they're describing it. It's described as an unauthorized person in the cockpit while a plane was at cruising altitude. Here's the thing about this whole story, because I had people texting me about it last night, and like, I hadn't heard about it. Full disclosure, obviously, we were having a Taylor Swift listening party. So while we're like having a good time getting ready for an album, all of a sudden I'm getting all these texts about this cockpit situation. I'm actually still kind of surprised that this is as big of a story as it is, because my understanding from other people that I've talked to who work in Major League Baseball, this isn't that weird of a thing. I don't know. Like, I'm not talking about the Rockies. I'm talking about Major League Baseball teams in general. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but it's just my understanding that this is not an uncommon thing to have some visitors on their chartered flight. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think like maybe airlines should be worrying about their planes staying together. And I don't know. Is this like just a thing to point fingers? I don't know. Kale, I simply don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the laws around this are, so I am not going to speak on that. But I don't know. It seems like a very minor thing to me.
It seems super harmless. So like, I just actually am so surprised that it's become as big of a story as it is. But let's check out some of the Toyota chat chatter, because we got some things. Roy misses the days when the Rockies were competitive. Honestly, it feels like it's like Rockies versus the world right now. That's competitive to me. The analytics dude in Monfort's basement, my favorite all-time username. I told ChatGPT to list the top 10 Rockies this century, and it told me to touch grass. Oh, that's so mean. Why did I even read that? I need to read before I talk out loud. That's for sure. Roy in the chat adding Tovar could be a star. Yeah, of course. Trenton in the chat, cockpit gate. Definitely didn't have that on my bingo card. Yeah, me neither. Honestly, I think this is kind of a weird one. Kind of a weird one. All right. Let's bring it on back, though. So we talked about the Bam Bam situation. That's his nickname, by the way. We talked to Buddy at length, though, about a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Kale, should we play some Buddy? All right, so here's what we talked about with Bud Black earlier today about all of the news swirling around in the Rockies universe. Enjoy.
We'd have waited all day to talk to you. Come on.
So, Buddy, what's the level of concern with Kyle and the
other? Well, I think, you know, we're always concerned about our players when they go on the disabled list. But I think, you know, relatively speaking, I think the results of the scan and, you know, the doctor's report, he's going to be okay.
So you're under the impression like him, the UCL is okay?
Yeah. 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 That's what I mean. You fill me in on what Kyle said. Because we talked earlier. We talked yesterday via text. Yeah. So
he said he hadn't seen nobody. He hadn't talked to the doctor.
He hadn't talked to Noonan, but he said that he thought, yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
Said he'd be shut down for a period.
Yeah. And you guys know, he started feeling in Toronto. And, you know, he just didn't bounce back normally from that start. And, you know, we're hoping that that's just, you know, anywhere from a month to, you know, 6 weeks that he'll be back on the mound for us.
Do you have any theory on the spate of these elbow injuries that are going around?
Yeah. You want to talk about that now? Or well, let's talk Rockies baseball. Okay, we'll talk afterwards. That. Yeah, okay. That's fine. Because I talk about that not almost every day, but a lot, because there seems like – you know, a pitcher goes down to a to something pretty much daily, it seems like. Mm-hmm. I know. And we had our fair share last year, right? And nobody really talks about that. Didn't talk about it last year. It took this year to everybody talk about it. Why is that? I mean, unfortunately, I mean the Rocky organization, if you go back to 2015, we had the least amount of injuries, you know, in that 8 to 10 year period than any organization.
Of Tommy John's.
Right? Yeah, of Tommy John's, right? I think you reported that, or somebody did, right? Yeah. And then last year it was our time with Herman and Antonio, and then into our minor league system with Brown and Cox and Hughes and Vargas, so, and Taggart. I mean, there's a, you know, we got hit pretty hard last year as an organization.
Noah Davis.
So anyway, let's go back to Cobb. So I, you know, like I said, always concerned. We're always concerned. I'm concerned about our guys who are healthy, right? We got to keep them healthy. But you know, the good thing about this, it wasn't. You know, Kyle felt great all the way through the start in Toronto until it started feeling a little bit something in the you know, middle part of the game, and then got a little sore in the fifth. So. Hopefully it's just a strain, a little trauma from throwing a baseball hard. So hopefully we'll be okay there.
So Noah Davis said he's under the impression he's going to be a long man tomorrow.
Yes.
Who's going to be starting tomorrow?
Hudson's going to start tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, that's right. With no game today.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have a doubleheader on Sunday. You guys are aware of that. Is that out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is your starting plan for Sunday?
Yeah, that's a good question, Tom.
Thank you.
We're going to start, it's going to be Quantrill and Lambert. Peter's going to start. So I guess what I'm saying is Peter's going to sort of jump into the rotation there, just like he did last year. And Noah will be part of the bullpen.
You watched Peter do a lot of things well in that role as a reliever.
Yeah.
I mean, but do you feel like he can also start like just as a normal starter?
Sure.
Will he be limited at first?
Yeah, he'll be limited at first until he builds his pitch count. But the thing about it, in spring training, he was, we got him up to 75, 80 pitches. And there's, you know, you lose a little bit of stamina as each week goes on, but, you know, he's still pretty built up where, you know, we're comfortably in and around, you know, 50, 60, 65 pitches, depending on the game, right? How the game goes, yeah.
Hey, just to make sure on it, because, like I say, I think I brought it up to Kyle. There was some internet sleuthing about how this injury occurred, and obviously it had nothing to do with that.
Had nothing to do with it. So what's the question?
Did it have anything?
He did it the day before.
Right.
How could it have anything to do with it? He did it the day before. it's a journalism error if anybody reports that.
Oh my gosh, they're so funny. You know what? I also love sharing these with you because it's a glimpse of what we get to see at the park every day. But yeah, Kyle Freeland's injury, nothing to do with the pinch running situation. It's the other thing. Like, we talk about this so much. We've been talking about this so much, I should say. So many people online are like, why would you put him in? That's crazy. There's literally no other option. There was no other option. But apparently, I heard a little bit of this. If they needed more, if that game in Philly went into extras a little longer and they needed position players, apparently Victor Vodnik was on the list of people who would have to go in and like play a position. And I think Peter Lambert too, of all people. So it was an interesting situation. Glad that he wasn't injured on that play, but he was also playing a little hurt already. So we got that going for us. Guys, I see everyone's comments in the Toyota chat. We're going to talk about all of these in just a second, but I do want to mention our friends at Premier Members Credit Union. Listen, we are all trying to get ahead with our money. That's why I highly recommend Premier Members Credit Union. They're a financial institution based right here in Colorado. And with PMCU, you get local branches, friendly tellers, and tools that will help you save smarter, like their reverse tier money market. Whatever your money goals, they can help, because PMCU is all about creating a better banking experience for their communities. So why not see what they can go, what they can do for you? Check out becomepremier.com to learn more. Let's also mention our friends at Circle K. Where are my Circle K snacks at? Because they've got some good snacks. They've got some good stuff. And you're going to save on some of those with the Circle K Inner Circle. It's totally free to join. Easy to download, too. If you're watching us on YouTube, you can use the QR code that is on your screen or click the link in the description of the show. You just need an email address and a phone number to be fully enrolled. And after that, all you need is a phone number to get those deals. And your first five fill-ups of gas, you're going to get 25 cents off a gallon. Your first five Polar Pops are going to be free. And you're going to get a free on every sixth item, like things from the roller grill, beverages, donuts, pizza, and more. Because I'm like also such a, I'm such a Circle K queen, because I'm always in a rush to get gas and like, oh my gosh, I forgot to eat. So this is all super dope for me. Listen, this is totally separate from the Inner Circle thing, by the way. You can get a free Polar Pop of any size from Colorado's Circle K stores by texting DNVR to 31310. That's the letters DNVR, like the name of the show, to number 31310. Message and data rates may apply. Periodic recurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. All right, sign up for the Inner Circle, though, with that QR code on the screen. Click the link in the description for more information. All right. I like this comment. I mean, I don't like this comment. I think it's a good comment from Roy. Most of those Rockies free agents end up with some kind of injury. That is what we are watching right now. Poor Trevor Story has not had a healthy season since he left Colorado. Poor DJ LeMahieu is injured right now, too. It's kind of rough. It's kind of rough. But also, I mean, what would this team have looked like if the Rockies did keep those talented players around? We'd still be without them right now. It's a great point to kind of remember, you know? All right. Oh, Roy also asked, where is Veen? He's in Hartford, leading the Yard Goats in hits. He's working on it. He's going to be ready soon, but he's not ready yet. He's not ready yet. Roy also adding in the Toyota chat, Peter Lambert could be decent. I think Peter Lambert's a great pitcher. He's been great in that long relief role. You heard it from Buddy, too. He's going to have to build up the innings a little bit. But I've got a good feeling about Peter Lambert. I think he's done a great job. And pitching in Colorado at altitude is its own monster. And if you're able to tackle it, hey, more power to you. S. Castro in the chat, what are the Rockies going to do now that their number one player is down? It just shows me ownership sucks and they don't care about fans of the team. Okay, what does Kyle Freeland's injury have to do with ownership? Like, that's crazy. Do you think Dick Monfort, like, went and, like, banged a little hammer on his elbow? Like, what? Like, I don't understand yet. What do you think? What does an injury tell you about ownership? This guy just got injured. Please elaborate. I would love to just like understand what you mean, because I don't understand. But the Rockies are, for now, going to put Peter Lambert in the rotation. He's going to slide right in that spot. He's been a long reliever. He can be a starter. He has made starts. He's made major league starts. He has made a lot of minor league starts, too. And he's been a great long reliever so far this season. I think it's going to be fine. We've got some other arms. And, you know, before we know it, Herman Marquez is going to be so back. He's going to be so back. He's so locked in, though. We haven't seen him. I think he's still in Arizona working on some stuff because we have not seen him. I think, yeah, he told us that he was chilling out down there for a bit, right?
Yeah.
He did. He's a good kid. Yeah. Roy in the Toyota chat, we've had so many losing seasons. We should have had a ton of top talent. Yeah, you can't even tank anymore the way that you used to, because with the draft lottery now, even if you have the worst record in baseball, you might not get that number one pick. And we saw that. The two worst teams in baseball didn't get as high picks. I think the Rockies did well. Third worst team. They got the third overall draft pick for this year. The freaking Guardians got the number one. They don't need the number one pick right now. That's so dumb. I mean, I love Cleveland, don't get me wrong, but yeah, they didn't need it. Hey, trend in the chat. Peter Lambert can do it. We'll see how it goes. I think he can totally do it. I think last year, back when we like really did like preseason predictions, I picked him as my guy to make the best start for the Rockies that season last year. I'm going to say that that still applies this year. Why not? I make the rules. Treading in the chat, Marquez being back and 2Ks away from the franchise strikeout record would be great. That's speaking of Cleveland, because that injury of his happened in Cleveland. That was such a sad day because, first of all, yeah, he was so close to that record. And also just knowing that at that time he was about to be a free agent, we were all really sad that that might have been the last time we saw Marquez pitching as a Rocky. We know that he's here to stay for a few more years. We know that he is so close to being healthy again. But I think about that time in Cleveland all the time. All the time. That was also, fun fact, the first series that the Rockies won last season. I think we mentioned this stat on the last show, but that was the latest in the season that the Rockies had won a series for the first time. That was 8 series in. Will the Rockies break that record this year? Stay tuned to find out, because we're getting real close. We're getting a little too close for comfort, Kale. A little too close for comfort.
Don't love it. Don't love it.
Not loving it. Roy is saying we need a salary cap. How would Shohei Ohtani's contract even work with a salary cap? Is that even governable if you're deferring salary? I don't know. I don't have that answer.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work. I also...
How do other salary caps work in other sports?
Every league is different. They're all like football and hockey both have a hard cap. Mm-hmm. The basketball cap is a soft cap, so you can spend over it, but you get penalized for it in various ways. There's 2 aprons now based on the last CBA. So it's all kind of very confusing because NBA also has like salary slots where like you only have like a certain amount of max contracts you can give out and that type of thing. In football, it's kind of just like, here's your pile of money, spend it however you want, but that's all you have. Like, you can't be over it. And so there's things you can do to work the cap and massage it by like moving money into future years and stuff, but ultimately that number is that number. I don't know how a salary cap in baseball would even work,
right?
Because of how insanely huge some of the payrolls are. It would fundamentally change the sport. I don't know how that would work.
I don't know how it would work. Yeah, also like baseball contracts are so long, like so many, like they can go so long. Like more than a decade. How are you going to plan that far in advance? I don't know. It's crazy. I feel like that would kill long contracts because teams wouldn't want to commit. I don't know. We're just spitballing here. I wasn't prepared to talk about this because we answer comments here in the Toyota chat. We're addressing it all. Hey, Trenton in the chat, a baseball salary cap could have happened in 1994, but it didn't. That's why there was a strike that year. Oh my gosh. Fun fact. Again, I wasn't really, like, present in 1994, so...
I wasn't even born yet.
Kale wasn't even alive yet. He's just a baby, folks. He's just a baby. Hey, any Swifties in the chat, by the way? I wanted to ask the players if, like, they or their girlfriends or their wives had, like, listened to the new album. Kale was over for the listen party. Album dropped at 10 o'clock Mountain Time.
Double album. We listened to it twice. It was a great time.
It was so good. So good. You know who I want to have on to talk about Taylor Swift? We got to have Braden Ward on. He is like the Rockies
noted Swiftie.
Organization chief Swiftie. He's a fun kid. He also teaches English in the off season. So like he must be loving this. Someone clip this so I can send him this and ask him if he wants to come on the show again in season. Yeah, he's in Spokane, by the way. All right. Hey, we're going to wrap it up because why not? We're going to move on with our Sunday. And Friday, someone wheel me out of here. My goodness. We're going to let everyone go on with their Friday. We will, if there are updates that happen tomorrow at the park, we'll have them for you at DNVR_Rockies. And stay tuned to when we're going to do the post-series show on Sunday because it's going to get a little dicey with that doubleheader there. No one wants to work that late on a Sunday. Also, like, did the Nuggets play on Sunday?
No, tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night,
did
yep.
the Avs play on Sunday?
I don't know. That's not my beat.
It's not your beat. It's not, you know what, Kale? I've just asked you so many questions, and you've known the answer. And now I know your limit. You only know your schedule. How dare you? guys, thanks so much for chatting it up in the Toyota chat. I had so much fun. I always love when you guys have questions and comments. Love the banter. I love the back and forth. It's a good time. Kale, you're a good time. Where can we follow you on social media?
I'm just on Twitter at Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's.
Kale with two L's. Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And mentioned this before, follow DNVR_Rockies for all the latest Rockies updates because y'all know there's a lot going on. So stay tuned. Turn notifications on. Just go for it. All right, Kale. You know what I love to say about closing out a pod?
What do you say, Suze?
You know what? I say that's baseball. That's the show. We'll talk to you Sunday night, but enjoy your weekend.
Y'all silly like the mayor.